Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Exciting day, Caps fans. New head coach, Spencer Carberry, shortly to be introduced to the media. We're going to take it live right here if you want to listen. Stay tuned. As soon as they're ready to rock, we are ready to rock.
Yep.
It was tough, and I guess the Stanley Cup opens up Saturday night. We'll have a hopefully we'll have – you know, Jeff's Stanley Cup preview tomorrow.
I don't think we're going to have that one.
Oh, I think we need it.
No, I don't think he knows anything about hockey.
That's what makes it so great.
Okay.
That's what makes it so – I mean, did he know anything about LIV Golf?
He knows a little bit about golf. He knows he's horrible at it.
You think he knows more about golf than hockey?
Yes.
Jeff? We'll deal with Jeff later. Right now, we are going – to Capital One Arena, Joe Beninati starting things off as the Capitals introduce their new head coach, Spencer Carberry.
As well as all of the Caps faithful who are watching and listening on NBC Sports Washington, 106.7 The Fan, and the Capitals social channels. We are about to formally introduce you to the new head coach of the Caps, but before we meet the man who becomes, as Alexa mentions, the 20th NHL head coach here in D.C., I wanted to offer a brief commendation to the organization for its continued success with development. Throughout my close to 30 years with this team, I've witnessed the development of outstanding players on the ice, as well as executives, managers, and coaches in the offices, on the air, and behind the bench. For 8 seasons, today's guest of honor worked his way up the Capitals' coaching ladder from within. With more background on the coach and more input on how this coaching decision was made, it's time to introduce Capitals Senior Vice President and General Manager Brian McClellan. Brian, please describe for us the process that went into this coaching search. And from your past experiences with him in South Carolina and in Hershey, let us know about the best attributes that Spencer brings to the organization.
Thanks, Joe. First of all, I'd like to formally congratulate Spencer and his family on becoming an NHL head coach. I know how hard he's worked at it, and it's—I think it's a pretty big deal to have a dream come true for him. Building on Joe's point, also, I think it's important that we do recognize our affiliates, South Carolina and Hershey, not only for developing players. But for developing relationships that we've had throughout the three organizations. You know, Rob Kincannon here is the president of South Carolina. He's done an excellent job in developing coaches, finding high quality character guys, putting them in a position to succeed and move up to the American League and then to the NHL. I think it's a testament to the organization he runs down there. Also, Brian Helmer in Hershey does an excellent job of taking care of our people, continuing to establish relationships and it just makes us a stronger organization overall. I think most people here are aware of Spencer's resume over the past several years, highly successful at the East Coast League level, the AHL level, as a head coach. Another important part, I think, for his development and for us getting a more finished product is that he's spent the last two seasons in Toronto. He's led Toronto's power play from middle of the road power play to the top two power play in the NHL. He's done a great job there, so I think that's a natural fit for what we're looking forward going forward. I know Spencer, and he's a hard worker. He's a real good communicator. He's demonstrated an ability to work with players at every level, at the East Coast League level, the ability to work with high-end NHL players. So he possesses a lot of the qualities that I think we were looking for in a head coach. But beyond the resume, I think the main reason here we're here today and hired Spencer is a high level of trust and comfort for both parties. We have a number of people that have relationships with Spencer throughout the organization, player development guys, pro scouts, amateur scouts. He's been around our team and you know, rookie camps, player development camps, training camps. So I think we're very comfortable in knowing the person and what he's going to bring to our organization. So in conclusion, I think we feel very fortunate that we feel we've signed one of the best young coaches in the game, and we're proud to have him here today.
Brian, thank you very much for your insight. We appreciate it. No need to wait any longer. Let's turn the microphone over to the man himself, a 41-year-old native of Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, a past Coach of the Year recipient in the ECHL and in the AHL, who is now about to make his opening statement as the new head coach of the Washington Capitals. Please welcome Spencer Carberry.
Thank you. Well, just what an incredible week. Welcome to D.C. Today has been phenomenal thus far, and I just first want to say what an absolute pleasure and honor it is for me and my family to be sitting here and be named the new head coach of the Washington Capitals organization. A couple people I just quickly want to thank that I think it's important to acknowledge, Mr. Leonsis, Mr. Dick Patrick, and obviously Brian, not only for believing in me, but also in trusting in me to lead this great franchise into the future. The next, I would be absolutely remiss. My family is here, and my wife Casey, son Hudson, and daughter Vivian, and I've taken them on quite the journey over the last 13 years and toted them around this continent. So their support, I'm nowhere near sitting here without their continued support of me and my coaching career over the last 13 years. And I also just want to quickly thank the Toronto Maple Leafs organization for being so gracious in allowing me to pursue an opportunity to be a head coach at the National Hockey League level. I just want to thank them for allowing me to pursue that. And lastly, I'll just sort of just tell you, beyond excited to roll my sleeves up and get to work for this organization, this community, this fan base, and our players. And I'm going to put everything I've got into this organization and the community, the players. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to make this team a group on the ice that we can be proud of, not only as an organization, but our fan base, the community, everybody around it. That's our team. We're proud of that group and what it looks like, and just such a privilege and an honor to lead that group. Thank you very much.
Spencer, thank you, and welcome aboard. Best wishes to you and Casey, Hudson, and Vivian. Vivian, before too long, we're going to talk about that headband It's going to look wonderful on either me or Locker, one way or the other. Haven't figured that out just yet. We're about to invite questions now for Spencer and Brian from the media who are here in attendance. Folks, please raise your hands. We'll have microphones brought to you. You know the drill. Please give your name and your affiliation, and then fire away. Who's up first? I see hands. I see Tarek.
Hi, Tarek El-Bashir, The Athletic. Spencer, this is for you. This is kind of a team in transition right now. They've got a an older core, but they're also trying to mix in some younger players. What is your vision for getting this team on track?
So I think that's there's a mix, right? And I think my job coming in here, we have a highly motivated group of veteran players, leadership group, and we also have a group of players that it's my job to bring along and integrate into that group of young players like you referred to. So that, to me, is exciting. You have young players that are hungry to prove that they're capable National Hockey League players, and then you've got a group of veteran players that feel like they got a bit of a chip on their shoulder and they're ready to prove something, that we are still a very strong team in the National Hockey League. So that experiencing that in lower leagues and dealing with that, but that's the mixer. That's what I'm trying to bring together and make sure that we compete at a real high level.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Hey, Barry Spiluga from the Washington Post. I guess, Brian, I'd pose that question to you. You've got a head coach that's only 4 years older than your captain. We know the development side. What did you see in him in terms of leading the core that you've established here, the older core?
Yeah, I think our older core is coming in motivated this year, given what went on last year. I think, as I mentioned earlier, I think Spencer's experience in Toronto, dealing with established, highly skilled players running a high-end power play, I think that level of relationship, that level of communication, I think it's a skill he's learned over the last 2 years, and I think it's applicable to what's going on with us. We'll have the same type of players, and I think he's had experience doing that. So I think, in the end, I think he's a blend of, having a strong background in development and being able to coach high-end players too. So it's a good fit.
You're listening to the Spencer Carberry's introductory press conference for the Caps. This is B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Teams that were interested in you, what made this the right fit for you to come here? And Brian mentioned mutual trust. Is that a big part of that?
Oh, without question. As I went through the process with my family, this has always felt right for me. This organization, the people that I have relationships with, the way they treat players, the players that they value. So as I went through it, everything kept drawing me to this organization and to Brian, and hopefully getting an opportunity to be the head coach here. And that, there is absolutely that came into the process.
Charlotte McBride with the CBS affiliate here in D.C. You mentioned, the groups of veterans on this team, the younger guys. I know you know some of the younger guys from your days in Hershey. Have you had a chance to talk with any of the veterans? Did anybody call you after you got this job? Have you spoken with any of them?
Yeah, I've spoken with quite a few so far, and just touching base with them. I have a prior relationship with even a lot of the veteran players from being around over the years, but just starting to touch base with them. Some relationship building stuff in there and figure out what they saw, where we need to go, things that we can improve on, just gather information. And that's my number one objective as I start, is gather information. So now we can make good decisions. What happened? Where are we at? What do we feel we need to do from everywhere, from training camp to practices to games? It all is important for me to listen, and then we can make real strong quality decisions as we go through and figuring out what we need to do as a team and how we're going to play and all that type of stuff.
And just a quick follow-up, how much will you lean on some of these veteran guys who have been with this team for so long, with their leadership and kind of the early stages of this?
Oh, a ton, because not only have they lived it and played it, but They're champions. They've won a Stanley Cup here, and their opinions, what they see, it's important, especially as a head coach, to take that in. Now I have to make decisions, but it's important that they are going to set the tone. And you touch on that, and I would attach that to the development part as well. It's our job as a coaching staff to come in and help these young players get caught up to speed as quickly as possible. It's also the responsibility of our leadership group. They have a big part in how can we get these young players ready to play and playing in a winning culture. And that's what I will specifically lead on our leadership group a lot and challenge them to do a good job in that department.
Hey, Spencer. Ben Raby with the Capitals radio broadcast. Identity is often a buzzword with new coaching hires. I'm curious the identity you envision for the team, and maybe if you could describe your coaching style and how you feel it might mesh with the personnel you have.
Yeah, the from watching and my philosophies on the ice, the two words that I think I'll use a lot early on is pace and being connected. And a lot of people equate pace with speed, and for me, pace is a little bit different than just straight players that can skate fast and playing quick. Like, pace for me is you can show that with the puck and without. Like, our puck pressure, our neutral zone, our D zone puck pressure, our forecheck, and then with the puck, like, we will talk constantly about our pace and playing at a higher pace and getting up the ice with and without the puck and putting pressure when we don't have it. Let's get it back, and then getting on the attack pace-wise. And then the other part of that, the connected term that I use, I think is important that we have five guys on the ice that are on the same page with what we're doing. And we've got to be really connected as we move up the ice, and won't get into all the X's and O's, but the connected term is something that I'll use a lot with our group of making sure that five guys are on the same page with how the puck is going to transport from our end to the other end or vice versa.
Sammy Silver from the Hockey News. Hi, Spencer. Welcome.
Hi.
Just looking at your resume, you've worked with some of the young guys still in the system. You've worked with McMichael. You worked with Farivari. Just how good is it going to be to reconnect with them and also help guys like McMichael who are trying to make the full-time jump next year?
Absolutely. I'm excited to work with them again. I've great relationships with all those young players, and I'm like, I'm watching some of them play down in Hershey right now and try to compete for a Calder Cup, and every time I watch or hear, and it's a smile on my face because I'm really happy of where their journey and their development and where they've come because of that prior relationship, and Marty being up here and his ability to get into the National Hockey League and be a quality player right away. So I'm excited to work with those guys again. Like I said, those relationships will help speed up the process of getting to know them and them understanding what I expect. Like I said, very excited to work with those young guys again.
Hey, Spencer. Roman Stubbs from the Washington Post. I'm just curious, the last 2 years in Toronto, specifically that market and just that franchise and the pressure that's associated with the Toronto Maple Leafs, how that prepared you as a coach and got you ready for this opportunity?
I took hundreds of things from that experience over the last 2 years. And you touched on anything from just simply the market and the media and the prep, all of that stuff. For me, especially in an assistant role where I've been a head coach for a long, long time, it gives me a ton of time and opportunity to observe and take in information and see how things are done. Some things I'll bring here with me and I feel strongly about, and other things I might not do, but you're able to see a different organization in a pressure market like you talked about and learn a ton of different things from that, and then obviously working with the player staff in that organization.
How do you look at the Caps power play? You've got the best to ever do it who is in that one spot where he always shoots from and always scores from, but it hasn't really had the success that maybe the team has needed from it over the past couple of seasons. How do you kind of balance, you know, keeping Ovi happy and keeping him kind of where he is and getting it going again?
Yeah, that'll be a major focus of mine, and as we look to round out the staff, specifically with the X's and O's part of it, I've followed their power play or our power play very, very closely over the last 2 years, watched them all. I think there's some things that we can do there. I think a lot of what you're talking about, like some personnel stuff coming in and out constantly, causes a little bit of disruption to that. But a very, very important part that you touch on that we will have to make sure that we're paying close attention to, and we make quality decisions, like I said, in terms of our staff and what the direction and what we're trying to accomplish as a group as it relates to the power play.
And if I could follow up, you've been around Alex Ovechkin for a long time. Here over the next couple of years, he's going to, you know, be at the center of the sports universe. You'll be on the bench as he's chasing down Gretzky. Has that kind of hit you yet? And what do you think about that?
What I think of is it's a huge responsibility for me as a head coach. And I've watched and saw his greatness up close and indirectly. And I take a lot of responsibility in that. And now, so it's my job as a head coach to put him in situations where he can be successful. And that's what my challenge is. And I don't take that lightly at all. And that'll work into how we play as a group. But that'll be one of my focuses, is how do we put him in situations to succeed.
Spencer, Brandon Alter with Caps Outsider. When you were hired in South Carolina in 2011, did you think, you know, a little bit more than a decade later, you'd be the coach of Washington?
I cannot say that I did. I'll be honest with you, but I've said it many times. I've been indirectly stepped away from the organization for a few years at different points, but I've always had a connection to this organization and this team. And I just tried to do, back then, you're just trying to do the best possible job you can for the South Carolina Stingrays. And the other part is you're trying to get better as a coach. And so you're trying to gather information from the team in the AHL, the Hershey Bears, and try to, and that's why I've been, sorry to pivot a little bit, but that's why I've been so fortunate as a young coach, is I've learned from some unbelievable coaches, having been around Bruce Boudreau to Barry Trotz, and then in Boston's organization. I feel so fortunate because I'm able to take all of this different stuff and almost steal it to be able to use it and go, that is a great idea. I would do that as a head coach. I would use this. I would systematically, culture-wise. And so that's a lot of why I think I just feel so lucky to have been in our organization and learned from some great people, and then also step away and gain some more knowledge as well.
You are listening live to new Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry and his introductory press conference from Capital One Arena.
You know, you've hired really veteran coaches before. Did you consider guys who had been NHL coaches?
Yeah, I think we sat down as a group. We identified candidates that we thought, you know, might have a possibility with us. Talked about, you know, weaknesses and strengths of certain coaches that are out there and might be available. You know, pursued some to varying degrees. Background check with people you know in the game and that. Spencer came out on top, you know, from day one. Again, the history, the comfort level. You know, I think, you know, we wanted to interview a couple other candidates, and we did. And, you know, Spencer was going through his process at the same time. So, I mean, we were hopeful that, you know, we'd found a match, but you never know as it plays itself out what could happen in interviews and what could happen with other organizations. And fortunately, it worked out for us at the end.
Mac, I drove to Hershey last night to talk to people who've worked with Spencer. And I would say the common theme was energy and intensity. But occasionally chirp his players, you know, for making a bad pass or not catching one. Some of the stories were pretty funny. How important was it for you to bring in some young blood and some energy and vivaciousness?
Yeah, I think it's same on the personnel side. I mean, we're looking to add younger players. You know, we have an opportunity to get one of the better young coaches in the game. I mean, I think it's going to permeate throughout our organization. You know, I think we're in a transition period here, and you know, we're trying to make the best of it and see where it goes from here.
Spencer, what's the challenge of getting this team back to the playoffs? You see how competitive the Eastern Conference is, and there's some young teams that are upcoming. Capitals are trying to stay up there. Pittsburgh is trying to stay up. How do you get this team back to the playoffs in this conference?
It's no question it's going to be a daily challenge because of, like you talked about, the competitiveness, the difficulty to make the playoffs. But that's what my job is I've got to get to work immediately on how do we, like we've talked about, a young group or a younger group that's coming in and pushing, and blend that together with a veteran group that has proven a lot and are phenomenal players. And so I think the way I look at it is you have to keep that in perspective, right? Is there's a lot of proud, highly competitive champions on our roster that are going to want to prove that we can still do that. And that's where my focus will go. How we actually do that on a day-to-day basis, we'll get to work immediately on that. How we need to play, like I talked about, of us being on the same page, X's and O's wise, and then us culturally, which will be a strong part of our group, it always has been in this team, is us pushing each other, young and old, to get back and get back in the playoffs, and that's our challenge, and that's what we'll get to work on immediately.
Hi, Spencer. Matt Paris from the Washington Times. Wondering, given your ties to the organization and kind of how used to you are being a head coach, how tough was it to leave for Toronto a few years ago, or was that just the jump you feel like you needed to make to be an assistant?
Yeah, it was a really difficult decision, but one that I felt I never played in the National Hockey League. I hadn't coached there yet, and I thought it was a tremendous opportunity to go be a part of a Original Six franchise, coach a power play, a team that was right there trying to push to make the next step. And so it was a difficult decision, but one that I felt like, A, I could help their organization, and B, me personally, I felt like it would help a lot in my development to one day hopefully become an NHL head coach. And that's the way I looked at it, and like I touched on, I won't go into again, but just now taking all the value out of those 2 years, we ended up falling short of reaching our end goal, but took a lot out of my experience there the last 2 years.
Hey, Spencer. Matt Wire from NBC Sports Washington. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Lots made about the success you had with that power play group in Toronto. What do you kind of credit as the turnaround there, and what are kind of some of the factors that you might be able to bring over to this power play group that has seen a lot of success in years past?
Yeah, I won't get into like too much of the specifics of there, but we worked hard at it. We there were some certain things that I brought to that group and ideas that I had, and blended that with the way that those guys saw things and they wanted to do things. And again, very, very similar of grabbing input from all those great players there and trying to create a foundation of how we were going to do things is what we focused on. But like I said, it was a great experience, took a lot from it. And a lot of those things, like you're touching on from a foundational little things that we did really well, absolutely those things are things that will translate and things that I can take and hopefully bring to our group, and hopefully we'll be able to be integratable into our team and our power play specifically, like you're talking about.
Allie Berube, ABC 27 in Harrisburg. Tarek also didn't say, they all said you hate to lose in Hershey, so that was a big part of it. You're a testament to the development. How important is it now to lead this organization in that development and making sure guys are coming from South Carolina, Hershey, up here to Washington?
It's really important. Really important that we're able to develop through the organization and hopefully create those tiers of where guys are able to come up and play for the Washington Capitals and contribute in a winning culture. And that was always what I did at Hershey, and that's, you touch on the competitiveness, and that's like, I didn't answer the second part of a question over here, my style as a coach, and what I feel like it's a blend of this, is being a strong communicator that's our players will know exactly what the expectations are. They'll know exactly where they need it. The communication with our group, that's right here for me. And the other part of that, which I feel like is the balance for me as a coach, is motivating the group, pushing the group, setting a high standard and expecting us to always meet that standard. And that that's a part of it. So being able to communicate, relate, talk to them, help, do anything you possibly can to help our guys get better and know what they need to do, and then push the group as a whole. That personally, style-wise, and I know I go off track a little bit, but that's me. And to answer your question, them moving up and us developing players that can step into the Washington Capitals lineup is critical.
That is new Washington Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry. A lot to like from what he's saying there. Brian, above all, I am fired up about a better power play. Reopen Ovi's office. That's what
I
want.
Do it, baby.
That is Spencer Carberry. A lot going on there. You can listen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To all of that on 106.7 The Fan and the podcast, we will be right back. You better not go anywhere. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of New Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry's press conference, get on that Odyssey app. Hit
check
rewind.
It out.
You can find it. I wanted to talk, Brian. The Commanders just tweeted out some photos last night from rookie dinner.
Yeah.
Looks like you were a part of a big group over at DC Prime, talking to the rooks, trying to, you know, dinner and wisdom.
Yep.
What was the event like?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And I got a chance to sit there and talk with Christopher. Rodriguez.
Okay.
And like what he did, they broke it up into positions and had former players from those positions to talk to them. You know, they had different questions for us to answer for them, and also us asking them questions. And I think that kid is going to be something special, man. You know,
he's got big legs.
Ray Brown and Chris Samuels were there. You know, and Stromberg, them, they were in the conversation with Ray the whole night. You had Portis, Smoot.
Mark Mosley was there.
Mark Mosley, Doug, and also Martin, people that are former players that are there.
Right.
You know, Doc Walker was there. So it was cool, man. And, you know, and I think they were into it. And I appreciate them getting guys around and starting to do that. They started last year. I think it was the first time I think they did it. And we did it last year. It was a lot of fun. So I was happy to be a part of that.
That's great, man. Is there like a program in those kinds of things? Like, does anybody lead it off, or is it kind of you just have some dinner, mingle?
Well, no,
they talk
a little bit. Jason talked, Tim Hightower talked, you know, but I was at the table with Malcolm. So, you know, and Mal, he basically handles that stuff for those guys. Like,
yep.
We wanted them to understand they have an extension to the people that they see on a daily basis. You know, I talked about when I first got here that the former players were always around. You know, I got a chance to learn from those guys. You know, like, you don't have, like your mom and dad will tell you, you don't have to go through all this stuff. I made mistakes already, so you don't have to make those mistakes.
Right.
Hell, we made a lot of mistakes that we could alleviate from them just by having a conversation with them and open up, you know, that back and forth. You know, let them understand that we used to play and we still want to help and help them enhance their game.
Serious question here. And nobody did anything, well, two people did something very, very wrong. But last year, Brian Robinson's a rookie. Mm-hmm. He's not from this area. Went to college at Alabama. By all accounts, he just wanted to get some crabs.
Yeah.
And he drives down to Northeast DC on 8th Street, which is a really popular area.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, unfortunately, has proven to be dangerous.
Yeah.
And, you know, middle of the afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, whatever it was, he's shot in a robbery attempt. Does that come up? Like, that specifically, or just, hey, you've got to be really cognizant of
things like that come up, you know, and the thing of it is being cognizant of where you're at and your whereabouts. You know, I think Brian did nothing wrong at all.
No.
You know, and that situation.
You should be able to go buy crabs without danger.
You should be able to. I think also you still have to be familiar with what's happening, you know, and just having that conversation with guys, you know, talking to Jeff. Talking to people that are hang around a little bit.
Yeah,
they're not involved with it, but they know what you have to be cognizant of, what you have to do, what you should wear, what you shouldn't wear. You know, what type of cars they're trying to deal with. All that stuff can help you out.
Jeff, I'm curious your take as a young man that is certainly out and about much more than me and maybe even you, B. I don't want to speak for you, but I'm guessing you would agree. What would you say to this group of rookies coming to Ashburn? And it's kind of funny because we all understand the geography out here. Ashburn is its own little bubble,
yeah.
Right? Like, these guys live out here. They go to One Loudoun. Maybe they go to Reston Town Center. And out here, it's not unusual to see football players.
Yeah.
This is where they live. It's where they practice. But, like, when they go downtown, it is different. And I'm curious, Jeff, what – I mean, for a dude that DJs and is out and about till – all sorts of hours in the morning, what advice would you have?
My advice, honestly, would be what I tell my cousins, my little brothers, when they all go out, stay on your pivot, you know, pay attention, make sure you know everything that's going on around you. When you have fun, go out in a group and make sure everyone comes home together. Everyone leaves the same spot. Everyone goes places together. It ain't no splitting up. You know, especially out here during this time of what's going on in the city. Yeah, definitely be on your P's and Q's.
Dude, I saw that an 11-year-old just got arrested for armed robbery.
Wow.
Like, how's that even possible? My friend Jumi that does the morning news on NBC4 was tweeting about it. Just like, what is going on out here? When I hear a story like that, I don't blame the 11-year-old. I want to know where the hell mom and dad are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's the whole thing when people think about it. But, like I think, just think about this. You remember when a lot of stuff was happening around the Navy Yard?
Yeah.
And we got a message, an email that said, when you're walking in the garage, know where you're walking.
Yeah, yeah.
Know
what's
around you. Put your phone in your damn pocket and don't be on it. It's just, I think it's imperative that people are just cognizant of where they are. Because a lot of times, you know, you go into areas that you're not familiar and you're not paying attention. People see that as an opportunity to take advantage of.
This may be stupid, but just the other night when I was out with Lauren and we were walking after the concert, and we're in a highly populated, highly, you know, visible area. I mean, uh-huh. We're at 9:30 Club walking to a bar. Like, there's people everywhere. And I realized, like, man, I'm wearing bright red Jordans, and I'm a 40-year-old dude. Like, if somebody wants these, they can have them. You know what I mean? Like, and it's crazy to have to be cognizant of that kind of stuff. But that's the world we're in, especially right now. Landfill, would you have any advice to the rookies about going out?
Yeah, I think they should just handle it the way that I do and never go out. Stay at home, stay in the car. Nothing bad will happen there.
You know what? Honestly, Landfill might be helpful for some of these young guys that are new to the area. If you gave them a list of the best drive-thrus in the greater Ashburn area, could be helpful.
That'd help them.
I'll tell them about that drive-thru Pizza Hut, and we're all good.
Boom. Now, people helping people. That's what this show is all about. Seriously, people helping people is my guy Paul Henry at Paul Henry's Windows Installation. Paul has changed my home. He's replaced every window in my house. And as we sit out here in what is starting to become summer heat. The summer's coming. We know what July and August are going to be in D.C. I will save money at my home because of the windows that Paul Henry put into my house. They will keep the cool air in, the hot air out, and it's a great service for you and your family to work with Paul Henry's Window Installation, a family-owned business that does things the right way.
Paul did a great job for me as well. He did a lot of my windows, and sometimes you want to bring outside in. And he put some doors in where I have the screens where I can just open up the glass, have the screen. Don't have to worry about bugs and things coming in. And I love those doors. Now, it changed the whole look of my kitchen and my living room. Paul does a great job. As I said before, their customer service is second to none. So if you want to reach out to Paul right now to receive $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door, you can contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him that B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. You're clear. Home improvement choice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It looks like practice is sort of winding down out here. The Capitals introduced their new head coach, helping us break it all down. Al Copin will join us at 12:30, and Brian McClellan, GM of the Washington Capitals, will join us at 1:30. Right now, though, NBA Finals start tonight. Stanley Cup Finals start this weekend. We'll have Jeff's official Stanley Cup preview tomorrow. Today, it's time to make finals picks, boys. This is not a long segment, and I'm not sure this is going to take us a long time. Let's start here. Anybody taking the Heat?
No, I'm not taking them to win it, but I don't think it's going to be a sweep or a 5-game series. I think it's going to be 6 games.
You got Nuggets in 6.
I think about 6, yeah.
All right. Landfill, what about you?
Yeah, I was also taking the Nuggets. I mean, how could you not? I'm taking the Nuggets.
I think we're all taking the Nuggets, but how many games?
5. Gentlemen's sweep.
It's going to 7.
Jeffrey?
It's going to seven. Yes, it's going to
I would love to see it, man. I'm serious. I would love to see it.
Yeah.
Now, to seven, then all bets are off. If they go seven.
I ain't gonna lie.
If this goes to seven, I would bet on the Heat in game seven.
I'm going with the optimism of seven just because I want to see a good series, close series.
All right. I applaud that, but I think it's going five.
If they go seven, Jeff, we're gonna buy you some more of that oil.
Do you remember the, I don't know if this is fair, but the Sixers Lakers series? When Iverson, I think, stole game one out there in L.A.
Yeah.
And, like, that's kind of what we remember. Is
I remember that.
Damn, the Lakers lost a game. I think they won it in five.
Yeah.
Like, so I think we can enjoy the series, and this could be fun. And I could see, you know, Jimmy Butler and crew and Pat Riley and whatever else stealing a game. I think it's Denver in five, though. I just think the offensive firepower of this Nuggets team.
See, the thing about it, though, Jamal Murray disappears sometimes.
He can be streaky. Yeah.
He can start off and have this amazing game, and then he can go the next three and be clanking it.
I agree. He can be streaky, but Joker is just such a different dude, man.
Oh, he's a bad man.
And, like, the way the offense can run through him in the high post, out on the wing, at the top of the key, hell, on the fast break. And it's like you watch him. And
he's like magic,
dude. He kind of is, dude. He really,
because he can see over the top. You know, he's an unbelievable passer. So you know, all that stuff works hand in hand for you.
But dude, at least with Magic, you saw him physically, and you're like, well, that guy's gifted. Kind of similar to LeBron.
Yeah.
Now Jokic is clearly tall, but like, that ain't a sculpted fella.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's wild.
I think even though he's done so well in the league. The way he looks helps him out. Cause I think people still don't like when you're an athlete and you look at people, you normally give them respect based off of their look. So I think a lot of times people are like, oh, he's not gonna blow past, but boom, he blows past him.
Totally.
You know, he does. He has.
And
all
even
the
at this point
whatsoever.
Where there's no way people should be, like discounting him.
Damn
they
straight.
Still do.
Yeah, and it works totally against him.
All right, series MVP. I'm going to say Jamal Murray just because I'm gonna taste it because it's tasty to bet on. I'm saying Jamal Murray.
I'm going to say if Denver wins it, this Joker.
No, you don't get to do that.
Yeah,
You've got Denver winning it. So
yeah, but I say them. But if Miami wins, it's going to be Jimmy Butler.
Well, sure.
You
got to
throw
that
out there, man.
Jeffrey, you got this going seven. What do you think?
I'm going to call a seven Jimmy Butler MVP.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that just
so you got me. Butler winning the MVP
if it goes seven,
and losing the finals.
No. If it goes seven, Butler is winning the MVP and the finals.
I thought you just took the Nuggets in seven.
No, I said I have it going to seven. You the one who spoke and said everyone has the Nuggets.
I said, is anybody taking the Heat? And nobody answered.
Oh, my bad. I was working on the podcast. My bad.
Okay. Jeff, let's reset this whole thing. What is your pick for the NBA Finals?
It's weird for me, bro. I'm not going to lie. If they come out and just start dominating the Heat, yeah, it's the Nuggets. But if it go to seven, it's the Heat.
Landfill, can you help me here? Does Jeff understand
the premise of
a prediction?
No, I know what's going on here. Jeff almost met Janelle Monáe today, and he's really distracted.
How you almost met her?
Bro, we was in segment, bro, and like after the segment was over, I walk out to pop some popcorn, and Janelle Monáe walks right beside me, but she was short, so I looked over her security guard. And I'm like, oh, was that Janelle Monáe that just walked out? And Allen is like, yeah. I was like, that was my time to see the cover.
Well,
I'll be honest.
I think you talk all that trash. I think you're scared of women. When you see a woman, you just freeze up.
I freeze up?
I have seen him not freeze up at women.
You just, hey, hello, how are you? I'm a fan of yours.
It was Janelle Monáe, and I wasn't even paying attention.
Break the ice,
dog. I was just walking past her.
You got to be better, man. You got to have your head on a swivel. See, you didn't play quarterback.
You're right.
That's why they didn't give you a helmet, Jeff.
That's why I was a tight
end. I think Jeff's advice to the rookies was stay on your pivot, and he didn't do that here.
And he wasn't on
his
pivot.
That's true, dude.
No, bro.
Head on a swivel.
My head was on the pivot. It's just I couldn't see her at first. Like, she was surrounded by people. You know how people walk in there on
Toronto? Did you see her?
Nope, that would have required me getting up from my chair.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not particularly familiar with Janelle Monáe's work. However, I just pulled up some pictures of this young lady, and you should have gone and found her, Jeff.
I told you I was trying to see the album cover in real life.
Have you seen that picture of her in a clear hula hoop skirt dress?
Yeah, with a semi-bathing suit thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice right there.
I don't, there's a lot going on, Miss Monáe. Jeff, you blew it, dude.
Hey, bro, don't worry about me. I'm good. Don't worry about it.
Have you given us a finals prediction yet?
Yes, I'm taking Hemi Butler. Hemi Butler, 7. Hemi.
All right, so I'm going to speak for Jeff because he clearly is incapable. He's taking the Heat to win in 7 with Jimmy Butler as the MVP. Landfill, who's your MVP?
Djokovic.
Djokovic is not playing.
Billy Joe Jervich is what I meant.
Hey, Djokovic plays tennis.
Yeah, he's good. I'm thinking kind of a jerk, but he's good.
I'm looking up my French Open bet
Bruce
currently.
Bruce Koepka, PGA Masters champion. Here's something that actually makes sense. Go to Dewey Beach and stay at Block Party Hotels. Block Party offers coastal hospitality with festive personality. 2 prime hotels, only a block from the ocean in downtown Dewey. They've recently rebranded. They've got new amenities guests will love. A new gym, refurbished swimming pools, and fun games on site. B, you and I both know, you have a long night at Starboard. You wake up that next morning, you might need that new gym.
Yeah.
You might need to just get some sweat
out. I might
need
it, but I probably won't make it to it.
I bet you will make it to Bottle and Cork right across the street for jam session. You can hang on the beach with the family, or you can party at the pools, and you can rock the block. That's right. Block Party's having a special celebration to celebrate the end of the Dan Snyder era. Use the promo code BYDAN to save up to 20% off your hotel stay when you book online at blockpartyhotels.com. If you're going to Dewey, you got to stay at Block Party. And if you use the code BYDAN, BYEDAN, at blockpartyhotels.com, you could save up to 20%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.